John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
"He does not speak for us." The Irish Daily Mail's lead headline sums up the general reaction in the papers to what the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor said yesterday in the White House about Ireland and immigration. "Gift of the Gobdaw," says the Irish Daily Star headline covering the same story. The Star, the Mail and the Irish Independent all have the same front page picture. It shows McGregor bending over with his arm around the neck of the US President Donald Trump, their heads almost touching, both men grinning. The remark by the White House press secretary that "we couldn't think of a better guest to have with us on St. Patrick's Day" is widely quoted. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, clearly does not agree. He said that McGregor, who was found civilly liable in a case taken by Nikita Hand, who accused him of raping her in 2018, doesn't speak for the people of Ireland and has no mandate to do so. There are similar sentiments from the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. He said on social media, quoted in the Mail, "Good Irish dads teach their sons to detest men like Conor and their daughters to avoid men like him. Irish America know this." In the Irish Times lead story, Jack Parr reports that the pharmaceutical industry has waged a huge lobbying campaign over the last 2 years, with a view to watering down proposed regulations for the sector, which it has warned could cost manufacturing jobs in Ireland and Europe. The Independent reports that the state has spent almost €8 million in 5 years defending legal cases taken by parents fighting for an assessment of needs for their children. That story is by Ellen Coyne. Online deceit is the main topic for the Irish Examiner. The paper says that known Russian and Chinese influence networks sent more than 7,500 posts about Ireland on social media in the last year, according to a European intelligence report. Cormac O'Keefe writes that Ireland is still without a state structure to counter disinformation and foreign influence. A security source is quoted as saying, "Where a lot of disinformation was identifiable before, with artificial intelligence, it will be harder and harder to detect, and the origins of it more and more opaque." From fake news to stake news. In the Independent's farming supplement, it is reported that restaurant owners say they may soon have to charge €50 for steaks as beef prices continue to rise. The price of fuel is another topic covered elsewhere in The Independent. Charlie Weston writes that more motorists are turning to public transport as people cut back on the amount of driving they do because of rising fuel prices. The Examiner, in an editorial, considers the discussions expected to take place today between the US and Russian presidents about Ukraine. Trump's alignment with Putin has put a fearful Europe on red alert about its own security, says the writer. The Independent comments that also today European leaders meet to sign off on defence spending that runs into hundreds of billions, knowing that the security architecture of Europe, once fortified by the US, could now be teetering. That Europe is serious about defending itself will send a vigorous message to Washington and Moscow and perhaps temper any idea in the Oval Office or the Kremlin that they can simply carve Ukraine up between them, the Examiner says. A note of hope is sounded in The Times in a column by Eamon Ryan, former Green Party leader. He says that a Lenten lecture given last week by Dr. Anna Rowland, a professor of theology and an advisor to Pope Francis, gave him inspiration. Dr. Rowland said, "Hope takes us through a path of difficulty, struggle, loss, failure, and sometimes suffering. Yet it remains hope, because although it is difficult to attain, it is still possible to attain."
John S. Doyle.